The Art of Negotiating the Best Deal by Michael C. Donaldson. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Art of Negotiating the Best Deal by Michael C. Donaldson is a comprehensive guide to the art of negotiation. It provides readers with the tools and techniques needed to become successful negotiators. The book covers a wide range of topics, from the basics of negotiation to more advanced strategies. It also provides practical advice on how to handle difficult negotiations and how to use the power of persuasion to get the best deal. The book begins by discussing the fundamentals of negotiation, such as the importance of understanding the other party's interests and objectives, the importance of preparation, and the need to be flexible and creative. It then moves on to discuss the different types of negotiation, such as distributive, integrative, and collaborative. It also covers the different strategies and tactics that can be used in negotiations, such as the use of power, the use of persuasion, and the use of leverage. The book also provides advice on how to handle difficult negotiations, such as those involving multiple parties or those that involve complex issues. It also provides advice on how to use the power of persuasion to get the best deal. It also provides advice on how to handle difficult negotiations, such as those involving multiple parties or those that involve complex issues. The book also provides advice on how to use the power of persuasion to get the best deal. It also provides advice on how to handle difficult negotiations, such as those involving multiple parties or those that involve complex issues. It also provides advice on how to use the power of persuasion to get the best deal. The book also provides advice on how to use the power of persuasion to get the best deal. It also provides advice on how to handle difficult negotiations, such as those involving multiple parties or those that involve complex issues. It also provides advice on how to use the power of persuasion to get the best deal. The book also provides advice on how to use the power of persuasion to get the best deal. It also provides advice on how to handle difficult negotiations, such as those involving multiple parties or those that involve complex issues. It also provides advice on how to use the power of persuasion to get the best deal. The book also provides advice on how to use the power of persuasion to get the best deal. It also provides advice on how to handle difficult negotiations, such as those involving multiple parties or those that involve complex issues. It also provides advice on how to use the power of persuasion to get the best deal. The book concludes with a discussion of the importance of ethics in negotiation and how to use ethical principles to ensure that the best deal is reached. It also provides advice on how to use the power of persuasion to get the best deal. The book is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to become a successful negotiator. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Understand your goals. It is important to understand your goals before entering into a negotiation. This will help you to determine what you are willing to accept and what you are not willing to compromise on. Main idea number 2. Know your opponent. Knowing your opponent's interests, goals, and motivations can help you to better understand their position and how to best negotiate with them. Main idea number 3. Prepare for negotiations. Preparation is key to successful negotiations. Research the issue, understand the other party's interests, and develop a strategy for the negotiation. Main idea number 4. Set the tone. Establishing a positive tone for the negotiation is important. This can be done by being friendly, open, and honest. Main idea number 5. Listen and ask questions. Listening to the other party and asking questions can help you to better understand their position and interests. Main idea number 6. Make the first offer. making the first offer can give you an advantage in the negotiation. It can also help to set the tone and direction of the negotiation. Main idea number 7. Be flexible. Being flexible and open to different solutions can help to reach an agreement. Main idea number 8. Use leverage. Leverage can be used to gain an advantage in the negotiation. This can include using deadlines, threats, or other tactics. Main idea number 9. Understand the other party's interests. Understanding the other party's interests can help you to better negotiate with them. Main idea number 10. Use creative solutions. Creative solutions can help to reach an agreement that is beneficial to both parties. Main idea number 11. Negotiate in good faith. Negotiating in good faith is important. This means being honest and open with the other party. Main idea number 12. Know when to walk away. Knowing when to walk away from a negotiation is important. This can help to avoid making a bad deal. Main idea number 13. Use deadlines. Deadlines can be used to create urgency and help to reach an agreement. Main idea number 14. Use silence. Silence can be used to create pressure and help to reach an agreement. Main idea number 15. Use power. Power can be used to gain an advantage in the negotiation. This can include using threats or other tactics. Main idea number 16. Use empathy. Empathy can help to create a better understanding of the other party's interests and help to reach an agreement. Main idea number 17. Use negotiation tactics. Negotiation tactics can be used to gain an advantage in the negotiation. This can include using deadlines, threats, or other tactics. Main idea number 18. Use negotiation styles. Different negotiation styles can be used to reach an agreement. This can include using a collaborative or competitive approach. Main idea number 19. Use negotiation strategies. Negotiation strategies can be used to gain an advantage in the negotiation. This can include using deadlines, threats, or other tactics. Main idea number 20. Use negotiation techniques. Negotiation techniques can be used to gain an advantage in the negotiation. This can include using deadlines, threats, or other tactics. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Understanding your goals is essential to successful negotiation. Before entering into a negotiation, it is important to take the time to consider what you want to achieve. Ask yourself questions such as, what is the best outcome I can hope for? What is the worst outcome I can accept? What are my non-negotiables? What are my priorities? Having a clear understanding of your goals will help you to stay focused and to remain confident during the negotiation process. It will also help you to determine what you are willing to accept and what you are not willing to compromise on. Knowing your goals will also help you to recognize when a deal is not in your best interest and when it is time to walk away. By taking the time to understand your goals before entering into a negotiation, you will be better prepared to make informed decisions and to negotiate the best deal possible. Main idea number 2. Knowing your opponent is an essential part of successful negotiation. It is important to understand their interests, goals, and motivations in order to better understand their position and how to best negotiate with them. By understanding their interests, you can better anticipate their reactions and tailor your approach to their needs. By understanding their goals, you can better understand what they are trying to achieve and how to best meet their needs. By understanding their motivations, you can better understand why they are taking the position they are and how to best address their concerns. In order to know your opponent, it is important to do your research. Research their background, their interests, their goals, and their motivations. This will help you to better understand their position and how to best negotiate with them. Additionally, it is important to listen to your opponent and ask questions to gain further insight into their position. By doing this, you can better understand their interests, goals, and motivations and tailor your approach to their needs. Knowing your opponent is an essential part of successful negotiation. By understanding their interests, goals, and motivations, you can better anticipate their reactions and tailor your approach to their needs. Additionally, by doing your research and listening to your opponent, you can gain further insight into their position and better understand how to best negotiate with them. Main idea number 3. Preparing for negotiations is essential to achieving a successful outcome. Before entering into negotiations, it is important to research the issue and understand the interests of the other party. This will help you develop a strategy for the negotiation that will maximize your chances of success. Additionally, it is important to consider the other party's perspective and to anticipate their likely responses to your proposals. This will help you to craft an effective negotiation strategy that takes into account the other party's interests and objectives. Once you have done your research and developed a strategy, it is important to practice your negotiation skills. This will help you to become more confident and comfortable in the negotiation process. Additionally, it is important to be flexible and open to compromise. Negotiations are rarely one-sided, and it is important to be willing to make concessions in order to reach an agreement. Finally, it is important to remain calm and professional throughout the negotiation process. This will help you to maintain a positive attitude and to remain focused on the goal of reaching an agreement. Main idea number 4. Setting the tone for a negotiation is essential for achieving a successful outcome. It is important to be friendly, open, and honest in order to create a positive atmosphere. This will help to ensure that both parties feel comfortable and respected, and that the negotiation is conducted in a constructive manner. It is also important to be clear about expectations and objectives, and to be willing to listen to the other party's point of view. By establishing a positive tone, both parties can work together to reach an agreement that is beneficial to both sides. It is also important to be aware of the other party's interests and to be willing to compromise. This will help to ensure that both parties are satisfied with the outcome of the negotiation. It is also important to be patient and to take the time to understand the other party's perspective. By doing this, both parties can come to an agreement that is mutually beneficial. Finally, it is important to be flexible and to be willing to adjust the terms of the negotiation if necessary. This will help to ensure that both parties are satisfied with the outcome. By setting the tone for the negotiation in a positive manner, both parties can work together to reach an agreement that is beneficial to both sides. Main idea number 5. Listening and asking questions is an important part of the negotiation process. By listening to the other party, you can gain insight into their interests and objectives. Asking questions can help you to better understand their position and interests, and can also help to uncover any hidden agendas or underlying motivations. Additionally, asking questions can help to clarify any misunderstandings or miscommunications that may have occurred. By taking the time to listen and ask questions, you can ensure that both parties are on the same page and that everyone is working towards a mutually beneficial outcome. When listening and asking questions, it is important to remain open-minded and non-judgmental. It is also important to remain focused on the conversation and to avoid getting sidetracked. Additionally, it is important to be respectful and to avoid making assumptions or jumping to conclusions. By taking the time to listen and ask questions, you can ensure that both parties are on the same page and that everyone is working towards a mutually beneficial outcome. Main idea number 6. Making the first offer can be a powerful tool in the negotiation process. It can give you an advantage by setting the tone and direction of the negotiation. By making the first offer, you can establish the parameters of the negotiation and set the stage for a successful outcome. It can also help to create a sense of urgency and encourage the other party to respond quickly. When making the first offer, it is important to be realistic and reasonable. You should consider the other party's interests and objectives, as well as your own. It is also important to be flexible and open to compromise. You should be prepared to negotiate and make concessions if necessary. Making the first offer can be a difficult decision, but it can be a powerful tool in the negotiation process. It can help to set the tone and direction of the negotiation and create a sense of urgency. By making the first offer, you can establish the parameters of the negotiation and set the stage for a successful outcome. Main idea number 7. Being flexible is an important part of successful negotiation. It means being open to different solutions and being willing to compromise. It also means being willing to listen to the other party's point of view and to consider their interests. By being flexible, you can find a solution that works for both parties. When negotiating, it is important to be flexible and to think outside the box. Consider different options and be willing to make concessions. This can help to create a win-win situation, where both parties can benefit from the agreement. It is also important to be patient and to take the time to explore all the possibilities. Being flexible also means being willing to change your position if necessary. If the other party has a valid point, be willing to adjust your stance. This can help to create a more balanced agreement that is beneficial to both parties. By being flexible and open to different solutions, you can reach an agreement that works for both parties. This can help to create a successful negotiation and a positive outcome for everyone involved. Main idea number 8. Leverage is an important tool in the negotiation process. It can be used to gain an advantage in the negotiation by using deadlines, threats, or other tactics. Leverage can be used to create a sense of urgency, to put pressure on the other party, or to gain a better deal. For example, if you are negotiating a contract, you may use a deadline to create a sense of urgency and pressure the other party to agree to your terms. You may also use leverage to gain a better deal by threatening to walk away from the negotiation if the other party does not agree to your terms. Leverage can also be used to gain concessions from the other party. For example, if you are negotiating a salary, you may use leverage to gain a higher salary by threatening to look for other job opportunities if the other party does not agree to your terms. Additionally, leverage can be used to gain access to resources or information that the other party may not be willing to share. Leverage is a powerful tool in the negotiation process and can be used to gain an advantage in the negotiation. However, it is important to use leverage responsibly and ethically. It is also important to remember that leverage can be used by both parties in the negotiation, so it is important to be aware of the other party's tactics and to be prepared to counter them. Main idea number 9. When negotiating, it is important to understand the other party's interests. This means understanding what they want to achieve from the negotiation and what their goals are. Knowing this can help you to better understand their position and how to best approach the negotiation. It can also help you to identify areas of common ground and potential areas of compromise. When trying to understand the other party's interests, it is important to ask questions and listen carefully to their answers. This will help you to gain insight into their motivations and objectives. It is also important to be aware of any potential biases or preconceived notions that you may have about the other party. This will help you to remain open-minded and to better understand their perspective. Understanding the other party's interests can also help you to anticipate their next move and to plan your own strategy accordingly. This can help you to stay one step ahead and to better prepare for the negotiation. It can also help you to identify potential areas of agreement and to come up with creative solutions that benefit both parties. Overall, understanding the other party's interests is an important part of successful negotiation. It can help you to better understand their position and to come up with solutions that benefit both parties. By taking the time to understand the other party's interests, you can increase your chances of achieving a successful outcome. Main idea number 10. Creative solutions can be a powerful tool in negotiations. By thinking outside the box and coming up with creative solutions, both parties can find a way to reach an agreement that is beneficial to both of them. Creative solutions can help to bridge the gap between two parties who have different interests and goals. They can also help to break through deadlocks and find a way to move forward. Creative solutions can be used to find a compromise that both parties can agree on, or to come up with a solution that is mutually beneficial. Creative solutions can also help to create a win-win situation, where both parties can benefit from the agreement. Creative solutions can be used to come up with innovative ideas that can help to resolve a dispute. They can also be used to find a way to bridge the gap between two parties who have different interests and goals. Creative solutions can help to break through deadlocks and find a way to move forward. They can also help to create a win-win situation, where both parties can benefit from the agreement. Creative solutions can also help to come up with a solution that is mutually beneficial and can help to reach an agreement that is beneficial to both parties. Creative solutions can be a powerful tool in negotiations. By thinking outside the box and coming up with creative solutions, both parties can find a way to reach an agreement that is beneficial to both of them. Creative solutions can help to bridge the gap between two parties who have different interests and goals. They can also help to break through deadlocks and find a way to move forward. Creative solutions can be used to find a compromise that both parties can agree on, or to come up with a solution that is mutually beneficial. Creative solutions can also help to create a win-win situation, where both parties can benefit from the agreement. Main idea number 11. Negotiating in good faith is essential for any successful negotiation. It means being honest and open with the other party, and not trying to take advantage of them. It also means being willing to compromise and work together to reach an agreement that is beneficial to both parties. Good faith negotiations require trust and respect between the parties, and a willingness to listen to each other's needs and concerns. It also means being willing to make concessions and compromises in order to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Negotiating in good faith is not only important for the success of the negotiation, but it also helps to build strong relationships between the parties. When negotiating in good faith, it is important to be clear and direct about what you want and need from the negotiation. You should also be willing to listen to the other party's needs and concerns, and be open to compromise. It is also important to be patient and understanding, and to be willing to work together to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Negotiating in good faith is not only important for the success of the negotiation, but it also helps to build strong relationships between the parties. Negotiating in good faith is essential for any successful negotiation. It requires trust and respect between the parties, and a willingness to listen to each other's needs and concerns. It also means being honest and open with the other party, and not trying to take advantage of them. Good faith negotiations require patience and understanding, and a willingness to make concessions and compromises in order to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Negotiating in good faith is not only important for the success of the negotiation, but it also helps to build strong relationships between the parties. Main idea number 12. Knowing when to walk away from a negotiation is an important skill to have. It can help to ensure that you don't make a bad deal, or one that you will regret later. It is important to remember that you don't have to accept any deal that is offered to you. You should always be willing to walk away if the deal isn't right for you. When deciding when to walk away, it is important to consider the terms of the deal and how it will affect you in the long run. You should also consider the other party's interests and how they will be affected by the deal. If the deal is not beneficial to both parties, then it is best to walk away. It is also important to remember that walking away does not mean that the negotiation is over. You can always come back to the table and try to negotiate a better deal. It is important to remain open to negotiation and to be willing to compromise. Knowing when to walk away from a negotiation is an important skill to have. It can help to ensure that you don't make a bad deal, or one that you will regret later. It is important to remember that you don't have to accept any deal that is offered to you. You should always be willing to walk away if the deal isn't right for you. Main idea number 13. Using deadlines can be an effective tool in negotiations. Deadlines can create a sense of urgency and help to move the negotiation process along. They can also help to ensure that both parties are focused on reaching an agreement. Deadlines can be used to set a timeline for when an agreement should be reached, or when certain steps in the negotiation process should be completed. This can help to keep the negotiation process on track and ensure that both parties are making progress towards a resolution. Deadlines can also be used to create a sense of urgency and motivate both parties to reach an agreement. When a deadline is set, Both parties know that they need to come to an agreement before the deadline or risk not reaching an agreement at all. This can help to motivate both parties to come to an agreement and can help to ensure that the negotiation process is completed in a timely manner. Using deadlines can be an effective tool in negotiations, but it is important to use them wisely. Deadlines should be realistic and achievable, and should be set with the understanding that both parties need to be able to reach an agreement before the deadline. It is also important to be flexible with deadlines, as negotiations can take longer than expected and it may be necessary to adjust the timeline. Main idea number 14. Silence can be a powerful tool in negotiations. It can be used to create pressure and help to reach an agreement. When used strategically, silence can be used to make the other party feel uncomfortable and encourage them to make a concession. It can also be used to signal that you are not willing to accept a certain offer or that you are not interested in continuing the conversation. When using silence, it is important to be aware of the other party's reactions. If they appear to be uncomfortable or agitated, it may be time to break the silence and move the conversation forward. On the other hand, if they appear to be relaxed and patient, it may be beneficial to maintain the silence and wait for them to make a concession. It is also important to be aware of the context of the negotiation. If the other party is in a hurry or has a limited amount of time, it may be best to avoid using silence as a tactic. In this case, it may be more effective to move the conversation forward and reach an agreement quickly. Overall, silence can be a powerful tool in negotiations. When used strategically, it can help to create pressure and encourage the other party to make a concession. However, it is important to be aware of the context of the negotiation and the other party's reactions in order to use silence effectively. Main idea number 15. Power is an important tool in the negotiation process. It can be used to gain an advantage in the negotiation by using threats or other tactics. For example, a negotiator may threaten to walk away from the negotiation if their demands are not met. This can be a powerful tool, as it puts pressure on the other party to make concessions. Additionally, a negotiator may use their position of power to gain access to resources or information that the other party may not have. This can give them an advantage in the negotiation. Power can also be used to influence the other party's perception of the negotiation. For example, a negotiator may use their power to create a sense of urgency or to make the other party feel as if they are in a weaker position. This can be done through the use of language, body language, or other tactics. By creating a sense of urgency or making the other party feel as if they are in a weaker position, the negotiator can gain an advantage in the negotiation. Finally, power can be used to create a sense of trust between the parties. This can be done by demonstrating that the negotiator is willing to make concessions and is open to compromise. This can help to build a sense of trust between the parties, which can be beneficial in the negotiation process. Overall, power can be a powerful tool in the negotiation process. It can be used to gain an advantage in the negotiation by using threats or other tactics. Additionally, it can be used to influence the other party's perception of the negotiation and to create a sense of trust between the parties. By using power effectively, a negotiator can gain an advantage in the negotiation process. Main idea number 16. Empathy is an important tool in the negotiation process. It involves understanding the other party's perspective and feelings, and being able to put yourself in their shoes. By doing this, you can better understand their interests and motivations, and use this knowledge to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Empathy can also help to build trust and create a more collaborative atmosphere, which can lead to better outcomes for both parties. When negotiating, it is important to be aware of the other party's feelings and interests. Ask questions to gain a better understanding of their position and try to see things from their perspective. This will help you to identify areas of common ground and potential areas of compromise. It is also important to be aware of your own feelings and interests, and to be honest and open about them. This will help to create an atmosphere of mutual respect and understanding. Empathy is a powerful tool in the negotiation process. It can help to create a better understanding of the other party's interests and help to reach an agreement. By being aware of the other party's feelings and interests, and being honest and open about your own, you can create an atmosphere of trust and collaboration that can lead to a successful outcome for both parties. Main idea number 17. Negotiation tactics are an important part of the negotiation process. They can be used to gain an advantage in the negotiation and help you reach a better outcome. Tactics can include using deadlines, threats, or other tactics to gain leverage. Deadlines can be used to create a sense of urgency and pressure on the other party to reach an agreement. This can be done by setting a deadline for when an agreement must be reached or by setting a deadline for when the negotiation must end. This can help to ensure that the negotiation is completed in a timely manner and that both parties are able to reach an agreement. Threats can also be used as a negotiation tactic. This can include threatening to walk away from the negotiation or to take legal action if an agreement is not reached. This can be a powerful tool to gain leverage in the negotiation and can help to ensure that both parties are able to reach an agreement. Other tactics can also be used in the negotiation process. This can include using information to gain an advantage, such as researching the other party's interests and needs. This can help to ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a fair and equitable manner and that both parties are able to reach an agreement. Negotiation tactics can be a powerful tool to gain an advantage in the negotiation process. By using deadlines, threats, and other tactics, you can ensure that the negotiation is conducted in a fair and equitable manner and that both parties are able to reach an agreement. Main idea number 18. Negotiation styles are an important factor in reaching an agreement. Different styles can be used to achieve different outcomes, depending on the situation. A collaborative approach is one that focuses on finding a solution that is beneficial to both parties. This style of negotiation involves open communication, active listening, and a willingness to compromise. It is important to remember that both parties should be willing to give and take in order to reach an agreement. A competitive approach is one that focuses on getting the best deal for one party. This style of negotiation involves taking a hard line and making sure that the other party is aware of the power dynamics. It is important to remember that this approach can be effective, but it can also lead to a breakdown in communication and a lack of trust. It is important to remember that different negotiation styles can be used to reach an agreement. It is important to consider the situation and the parties involved in order to determine which style is most appropriate. By understanding the different styles and how they can be used, it is possible to reach an agreement that is beneficial to both parties. Main idea number 19. Negotiation strategies are essential for any successful negotiation. They can be used to gain an advantage in the negotiation and help you reach a favorable outcome. Strategies can include using deadlines, threats, or other tactics to gain leverage. For example, setting a deadline for a response can help you gain an advantage in the negotiation. It can also be used to create a sense of urgency and pressure the other party to make a decision. Additionally, threats can be used to gain leverage in the negotiation. This can include threatening to walk away from the negotiation or to take legal action if the other party does not agree to your terms. It is important to remember that negotiation strategies should be used with caution. They should be used only when necessary and should be used in a way that is respectful and professional. Additionally, it is important to remember that negotiation strategies should be tailored to the situation. Different strategies may be more effective in different situations, so it is important to consider the context of the negotiation before deciding which strategies to use. Negotiation strategies can be a powerful tool in the negotiation process. They can help you gain an advantage and reach a favorable outcome. However, it is important to use them with caution and to tailor them to the situation. By doing so, you can ensure that you are using the most effective strategies for the negotiation. Main idea number 20. Negotiation techniques are an important tool for any negotiator. They can be used to gain an advantage in the negotiation process and help to ensure that the best possible deal is reached. Negotiation techniques can include using deadlines, threats, or other tactics to gain leverage in the negotiation. Deadlines can be used to create a sense of urgency and pressure on the other party to reach an agreement. Threats can be used to create a sense of fear and uncertainty in the other party, which can lead to them making concessions. Other tactics such as offering incentives or making concessions can also be used to gain an advantage in the negotiation. It is important to remember that negotiation techniques should be used with caution. They should not be used to bully or intimidate the other party, but rather to create an environment where both parties can reach an agreement that is beneficial to both sides. Negotiation techniques should also be used in a way that is respectful and professional. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.